Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The FT.
The FT Arts Podcast is brought to you by Vacheron Constantin.
Hello, I'm Mike Hobart, and this is the latest in our series, The Life of a Song. This week's episode, Nature Boy. The Brooklyn-born musician who wrote Nat King Cole's 1948 hit Nature Boy certainly embodied its title. By the time he composed this soft, mystic song, he lived in woods and parks around Los Angeles, playing piano in a raw food restaurant. He had also changed his name to Eden Arbez, insisting on a lowercase-only spelling on the grounds that only God and infinity deserve capitals. The song mixes autobiography with spiritual convictions. The strange, enchanted boy of the opening stanza is surely Arbez, and its climax, the greatest thing you'll ever learn, is just to love and be loved in return, is a moral imperative. Yet this gentle song's early trajectory included the strike, legal action, and racial bigotry.
There was a boy, a very strange, enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far over land and sea.
Arbez was part of a back-to-nature movement whose followers were known as the Nature Boys. They were influenced by earlier European Naturmensch and Lebensreform philosophies. But this was 1940s America, and Arbez was considered weird. "I look crazy, but I'm not," he told Life magazine in 1948. "And the funny thing is that other people don't look crazy, but they are." When Arbez tried to present the manuscript to Cole, he was rebuffed. But a crumpled manuscript did reach the singer, reputedly slipped to his valet. Cole immediately included it in his trio's repertoire, but needed Arbez's permission for recording. He was found camping with his wife and child below one of the L's of the Hollywood sign. Cole recorded Nature Boy for Capitol in August 1947, but the label thought the song wayward and shelved it. It was released only because the American Federation of Musicians went into lengthy dispute, banning all instrumental recording. Labels were forced to draw on work that was already in the bag. Cole's shell version of Nature Boy got its turn in March 1948 and chalked up a million sales, establishing Cole's solo career. It also made an unlikely celebrity of Arbez, who, interviewed in 1948 on the Chicago radio show We the People, pronounced that, "I was born with a love of nature, and I was born with a desire to find God." But trouble was in the offing. The composer and Yiddish theatre star Herman Yablokov accused Arbez of appropriating Nature Boy from his own song, Shvag Mein Hatz, Be Still My Heart. Arbez, though insisting the tune had come to him in the California mountains, settled out of court. Cole, meanwhile, had to wear skin-lightening makeup to perform the song on television, and burning crosses were erected outside his new home in a white LA neighborhood. Yet his version of Nature Boy was a bridgehead across a racially divided America, something later versions recognized. Included in this strand is the orchestral version that leads off Marvin Gaye's 1965 Nat King Cole tribute album, and George Benson's slinky, soulful version on the 1977 album In Flight. Others chose Nature Boy for its commercial appeal. Frank Sinatra had an early hit with choral backing. Rock and roll crooner Bobby Darin charted with it in 1961, and the British soul-funk band Central Line performed it on BBC's Top of the Pops in 1983. A David Bowie version is included in the soundtrack of the 2001 film Moulin Rouge.
The greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to learn.
A separate strand drew on the song's spiritual message. Saxophonist John Coltrane turned it into an instrumental lament on the 1965 album The John Coltrane Quartet Plays. In the same year, Grace Slick's Rough and Ready reading brought it to the attention of the counterculture. In comparison, Sun Ra's off-kilter account on the 1977 album Some Blues, But Not the Kind That's Blue, is almost tranquil. Interest in Arbez was rekindled when Lady Gaga and Tony Bennett included Nature Boy on their 2014 collaboration, Cheek to Cheek.
Is just to love and be loved.
This composer was part of a subculture of nomadic hippies, Lady Gaga tweeted. We channeled our own gypsy lives in this performance. You do have to wonder what the vegetarian Arbez would have made of Gaga's meat dress.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.